Qualification is to become a devotee in the Lord and gradually all the good qualities working as possession develop. Maharaja Parikshit was a Mahavanalaya or a first class devotee who was not only well versed in the science of devotion but also able to convert others to become devotees by his transcendental instructions. Maharaja Parikshit was therefore a devotee of the first quarter and thus used to consult great sages and learned brahmanas who could advise him by the shastra how to execute the state administration.
So we can also get all the roles and these grandmas and photographs that are trying to get the energy of the Lord. How is that expert to the Lord? Unfortunately, we have a case of all men. All men of the global effect. New president, Newman Kennedy. You are always associating with the anger of the
conscious thing that's coming.
And being the president.
Now, Gautamani said a new book has come out about Gandhi. Seven things about Gandhi. That is shocking.
Gandhi was a very, very interesting man in his autobiography. He had written that man was, his father was dying, so he had no sex with him. After taking sex with his wife, then he came to see his father. He had a hint. And he had a speech under his granddaughter, that daughter of love. That is all. And this book has come up.
Yes. And says it tells about that after, even after he pledged to be Brahmachari, he traveled with some young girl. And he said, that was
him. And an old man like Peter, he would go, he would get things at two young girls. That means you are the king of God. Says, what business is the king of our father? He could not take the help of his long time while two young girls.
Such great kings were more responsible than modern elected executive heads, because they obliged the great authorities by following their instructors left in vague positions. There was no need to enact daily a new legislative bill by impractical fools, and to alter it again and again conveniently to serve some purpose. The rules and regulations were already set forth by great sages like Manu, Yajnavalkya, Parashara, and other liberated sages, and the enactments were all suitable for all ages and all places. Therefore, the rules and regulations were standard and without flaw or defect. Kings like Maharaj Parikshit had their council of advisors, and all of them
are famous in the Bharata, and we get insight because we are here.
All the members of their council were the great sages or brahmanas of the first order. They did not accept any scholars, nor had they any sympathy for such scholars. The sage would get the best advice without expenditure. They were themselves Samara Darshis, equal to everyone, both men and animals. They would not advise the king to give protection to man and instructed to kill the poor animals. Such council members were not fools, or representatives to propose a fool's paradise. They were all self-realized souls, and they knew perfectly well how all living beings in the state would be happy, both in this life and the next. They were not concerned with the hedonistic philosophy of eat, drink, marry, and joy. They were philosophers in the real sense, and they knew well what is the mission of human life. Under all these obligations, the advisory council of the king would give correct directions, and the king or executive head, being himself a qualified devotee of the Lord, would scrutinizingly follow them for the welfare of the state. The state in the days of Maharaj Yudhisthira, or Maharaj Bhishma, was a welfare state in the real sense of the term, because no one was unhappy in that state, be he man or animal. Maharaj Bhishma was an ideal king for a welfare state of the world. Sāku sarvasya dhinayam upajayina pīrāvatiṃ jāname jānādīṃ sasura sasyaṃ utparayatsukāṃ. King Parīkṣit married the daughter of King Uttara and begot four sons headed by Mahārāja Jānamdeva. Mahārāja Uttara was the son of Virata and maternal uncle of Maharaj Parīkṣit. Iravati, being the daughter of Maharaj Uttara, was the cousin sisters of Maharaj Parīkṣit. The cousin brothers and sisters were allowed to get married if they did not belong to the same gotra or family. In the Vedic system of marriage, the importance of the gotra or family was stressed. Arjuna also married Subhadra, although she was his maternal cousin sister. Jatanjaya, one of the Ujjashi kings and the famous son of Maharaj Parīkṣit. His mother's name is Iravati, or according to some, Madhavati. Maharaj Jatanjaya, he got two sons of the name Jatanika and Sanguprana. He celebrated several sacrifices in the Kurukshetra pilgrimage, and he had three younger brothers named Shukasena, Ubhasena, and Bhimasena II. He invaded Kaksila, Ajanta, and he decided to avenge the unlawful curse upon his great father, Maharaj Rishi. He performed a great sacrifice called Satragavya to kill the great serpents, including the Kakshaka, which had bitten his father to death. On request from many influential demigods and sages, he had to change his decision to kill the race of snakes. But despite stopping the sacrifice, he satisfied everyone concerned in the sacrifice by rewarding them properly and stopping further procedure of the sacrifice. In the ceremony, Mahamuni Vyasadeva also was present, and he personally narrated the history of the Battle of Kurukshetra before the king. Later on, by the order of Vyasadeva, his disciple Vaishambhaya narrated before the king the subject matter of Mahabharata. He was much affected by his great father's untimely death and was very anxious to see him again, and he expressed his desire before the great sage Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva also fulfilled his desire. His father was present before him, and he worshipped both his father and Vyasadeva with great respect and pomp. Being fully satisfied, he made charities most munificently to the Brahmins present in the sacrifice. Ajaharashva Nenam Sring Gangayam Guridakshinam Shara Patam Guru Pitra Deva Yatrakshi Gokshara. Maharaj Parikshit, having selected Sripa Acharya for guidance as his spiritual master, performed 3 more sacrifices on the banks of the Ganges. These were executed with sufficient rewards for the attendants. And at these sacrifices, even the common man could see demigods. Report. It appears from this verse that interplanetary travel by the denizens of higher planets is easy. In many statements in Bhagavatam, we have observed that the demigods from heaven used to visit this earth to attend sacrifices performed by influential kings and emperors. Herein also we find that during the time of the horse sacrifice ceremony of Maharaj Parikshit, the demigods from other planets were visible, even for the common man, due to the sacrificial ceremony. The demigods are not generally visible to common men, as the Lord is not visible. But as the Lord also, by his causeless mercy, descends to be visible to the common man.
They want to see.
So that, now I think that's very weak arguments to say something doesn't exist because I don't see it.
Sadly.
But they can say neither is it a proof that it does exist.
How is it a proof? You can't get it. There are many things that is beyond the sense of
Well, those celestial beings are not visible to the naked eyes of the inhabitants of this earth. It was due to the influence of Maharaj Parikshit that the demigods also agreed to be visible. The kings used to spend lavishly during such sacrifices as a cloud produced rains. A cloud is nothing but another form of water, or in other words, the water of the earth transformed into clouds. Similarly, the charity made by the kings in such sacrifices are but another form of the taxes collected from the citizens. But as the rains fall down very lavishly and appear to be more than necessary, the charity made by such kings also seems to be more than what the citizen needs. Satisfied citizens will never organize agitation against the king, and thus there was no need in changing the monarchical state. Even for a king like Maharaj Yudhisthira, there was needed a spiritual master for guidance. Without such guidance, one cannot make progress in spiritual life. The spiritual master must be bona fide, and one who wants to have self-realization must approach and take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master to achieve real success. Nishadraho jata vira kalim vijaye kvachit vipalinga dhara shudram Nantango Mitunam Pada. Once, when Maharaj Parikshit was on his way to conquer the world, he saw the master of Kali Yuga, who was lower than a Shudra, disguised as a king, and herding the legs of a cow and bull. The king at once caught hold of him to deal sufficient punishment. Purport. The purpose of the king's going out to conquer the world is not for self-aggrandizement. Maharaj Parikshit went out to conquer the world after his ascendance on the throne, but this is not for the purpose of aggression under the state. He was the emperor of the world, and all small states were under his regime. His purpose in going out was to see how things were going on in terms of the godly state. The king, being the representative of the Lord, has to execute the will of the Lord Buddha. There is no question of self-aggrandizement. Thus, as soon as Maharaj Rishi saw that a lower class man in the dress of the king was hurting the legs of the cow and the goat,
you see, Goroksha. Goroksha, cow, significant. Krishna said, you see, Goroksha. Krishna did not say, Alaksha, or Pavaraksha. Goroksha. So, it is the duty of the king, of the state, of the god, to give protection to the cow. It is not really the nature. But neither in the state of God, giving protection to the cow, there is no need to do the ceremony process.
I heard that India again is not slaughtering cows.
By seeing on mango, you cannot understand what quality it is. But you have to touch this, you have done. Therefore, in chemical laboratory, the characteristics are there. This is the color, this is the taste, this is the reaction. So you have to gather experience like that. Now, by simply seeing, that I gave the example. Now, take one egg. What is there? Some white and some yellow substance. So you make one egg, white and yellow, and bring rice. So what is the power of your seeing? A small egg. Take a small egg. The covering some cellulite within some white substance, some yellow substance. All make other analysis and give some chemicals of the same taste, same color, same characteristics. It's not been right. But the same thing, you put under the feather of the chicken, within 5 days, it will be well. So what is the credit of the rascal doctor gives? That small chicken is better than the deer. Why don't you see? That
chicken. The chicken is simply
sitting in the deer. It's meaningless. What is the answer of the rascal scientist?
No good answer. But
cannot know that. The first one do it, even less than the chicken. Why you are claiming so much honor? Which treat you as pig? The less important than the chicken. Prove that you have got some power. Then claim that you are a scientist. Is that argument all right?
other will counteract it.
I heard one scientist on the airplane. There were three scientists sitting behind me.
Mm.
And they were speaking that they hope they are living in the year 2000. One man said, I become so excited when I think how advanced we will be in the year 2000 that I just hope I can die before then. So I want to see how everything will be then. By then they think they will be doing this creating, right?
That any insane man can see. Any crazy man can see. Does not future have a present? You are upset and believing in the future. We are not so rash. Because in the past you could not do. There is no history. In the present you cannot do. The answer is believe that in the future you do. Then he rascal from his life. Don't take away the rascal.
What about our promise in the future also that you go to Krishna in the future?
We have a proof. Krishna says, we believe in Krishna. You believe in some rascal. We believe in Krishna. That is the difference. Krishna says, Saptade, Anupunar, Janmane, Mahave. That is the difference. We have got evidence. You have no evidence. You have simply suggested in future. But you have an evidence.
Sometimes they ask, show us somebody who's come. Show us someone who has come from here.
Many.
We don't find any.
Many. Many. This is the first one. You are formerly like this, now you have become this. And many.
So that's in the
process of
they say now.
But Ashray is the proof. Our proof is Ashray. Your proof is Ashray. Did you go to the moon planet? Have you believed in new person? Have you gone?
No.
Then if you can believe in new super, I cannot believe in dead person.
No, but one man has come.
You are not there. You are not there. So one man is believe our truth.
So we saw each other.
No, television could not show that. You can arrange in the laboratory such study, cheat others, and you have done it. But anywhere, television or man or newspaper, you believe on others. You have not personally gone. But you believe some authority. You believe some authority. That's what is the difference. You take newspaper as authority. You take baby literature as authority. So where is the difference? You have personally not gone. How do you believe? The difference is that you believe somebody, we believe somebody. I ask this question to Professor Prakash. Yes, you believe Lenin, we believe Krishna. Then why is it prepared to get into Shiraja? Now we have to judge whether Lenin is all that or Krishna is all that. But if the principle is there, you believe in Lenin, we believe in Krishna. The process is the same. Where is your improvement?
They say that theirs can be shown not just to a disciple, but to the whole world in general. Not just
nobody believes in Lenin. Lenin, 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 and Communist. You believe it, that's fine. Then why are there two parties? You are not all in all. That is going on everywhere. How you can say that you are correct, I am not correct? The process is the same. Therefore, Vibhadaranda has compromised. Everyone is correct. Therefore, not. del no cual.
And they
accuse
us of being fanatical.
You are fanatical. You believe in the fanatical in our lives. You are less than fanatical because we have got these other authorities. They believe this man is God. You have created a section recently, but we have got evidences now. Thousands and thousands of years ago, authorities believing in Krishna. Our literature is very old. Your literature is recently made.
Sometimes, though, they try. They may agree philosophically about Krishna, but then they will bring in Krishna's controversial personal life. They always do this. So they bring in about the gopis and Krishna.
They just did that recently.
Philosophically they may agree, but then they will go and attack Krishna's
character.
His character.
But that's because
even in India, they say Ram, he was better.
But what do you know about Ram and Krishna? You do not know. You are not a devotee. You have to learn the science. Manasaram, Savasu, Bhakti Jalu. You are an ordinary man. You cannot understand. Then, one can criticize his father and mother also. They do some of the said good. My father has done harm to me. By lusty desire, he came to birth and I'm certain to say that. So you can in that way criticize your father and mother. But that is not law. Law is father and mother should be respected. But you rascal, you can criticize your father. You're such a rascal.
Because in India that happens a lot.
But then other mothers shouldn't be respected. Because they indulge in sexual life and brought me into existence and I'm suffering. Then there should be no respect for father and mother. And then the sex life should be stopped and there is no need of big scientists, philosopher. Because this indulgence will bring so many big men say it should be stopped. And Krishna is the father, why is the father of sex? Any father has the sex. So if you criticize Krishna, then you must criticize your father first. But that is not the law of nation, that is not the society. Law is different. Who will criticize his father? Any sane man? Any sane man do that? So you are innocent. Who is caring for your remark, your answer?
They just envy Krishna anyway. They're envious because they want
to. That is the cause that they're their enemies.
Oh, yeah.
The envious man can say anything.
That I notice, when they say that, I can notice.
But still, Krishna is being worshipped. Here in Jalannath, Krishna, millions of people have come to worship. You are just studying Krishna. It doesn't affect Krishna's respect for
tradition. Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu,
although Krishna's life may have been controversial, still he was very strict
sannyasi. He never did Krishna. Radha, he was Indian, Krishna.
Yes.
Love with gopis.
Tamekashchiru
Prasadam. Hmm? Tamekashchiru Prasadam. Oh, you have to follow Shaitan, not you.
Sukadeva Goswami.
Yeah. You do not know what is Krishna. That is Krishna Mathara is otherwise how is God. God's definition is everything is emanating from Krishna. Janmadasya Gata. He's God. The original source of everything. Anything and everything. Then is God. So if such life is not in Krishna, then what from it comes? Does it drop from the sky? You actually do not know the science.
And with Krishna's faith, there's no integrity.
Hmm?
With Krishna, when Krishna has sex life, there's no integrity. There's no abortion and contraception. With this sex life, there's so many bad things.
Now, first of all, apart from the sex life, come, if it is not in God. You met God important. But we do not have. Why you should be important? Then it's imperfect. If it is not potent, then it's imperfect. But God is all perfect.
They take it that this is an example of anthropomorphic, that we are.
Whatever you pledge.
God has said.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a must.
As soon as I get some dollars.
Just like if you were to. Go in. Doctor says you don't have sex life. That will mean your death. Does it mean sex life is death? The fewer says this person, for him it is bad. Not for the sad man. Not for the healthy man. So, while sex life is advised to forbid. That is for the disease condition. But who is never disease, who is perfect, for him there is no forbidding of sex life. So, you do not understand that in this material condition, you are suffering only. You have no brain. Therefore, morality, immorality, good, bad, there are so many. But when one is perfect, healthy, all things, all the activities of life is perfect. That's why, physician advised me, you don't take salt. That is being so salt is bad. Have in a particular condition of this kidney trouble or liver trouble, for me salt is bad. But does it mean salt bad?
That's very good.
Similarly, sex life for you is bad, not for Krishna. You are thinking Krishna like Mura.
Yes. He tried to reclaim himself. Sex mode.
Yes. You are getting Krishna on your level. You are such a rascal. Do not know the guy for Krishna. Munasanam Kavakesu, Kasti Jasa Tuji. Jasa Tama Dushi Jana, Kasti. You do not know what is Krishna. You are taking him on your level. Therefore, you are trying to kill them. You do not know what is Krishna. That is your ignorance. What is food for man is poison for us. So for you it is poison, not poison. Krishna is God. He has everything. He can use everything. That is God. He is not restricted by anyone. Bhakta Parakaram Nanda. Who can restrict him? Then he is not God. He is, by a third class man like you, he is restricted of his sex life. Then he is not God. He becomes under your control. But Krishna is Ishara Paramatma Krishna. He is the supreme control. I can be controlled by your support, goodness and bad. So the conclusion is, you do not know Krishna, you want to link Krishna in your level of understanding, and that is foolishness. So we don't care. But the fools like you. This is Abhijanam says that is reply. Abhijanam Simana Mula. Those are rascals, fools, they can tell you. Things that are as good as the human being, Manus, Pramva, Paramahava Abhijanam, they are rascals. What is my acceptance?
I found sometimes when going to the offices that these people, these businessmen in India, they become so offensive because they always try to attack Krishna's activities.
Otherwise,
more than
otherwise the need of preaching.
So more than any other.
If you expect everyone in favor of Krishna, then why is the need of pushing on Krishna boundaries?
And in the West, we can discuss philosophy with people. They never try to attack
Shabbatana or because they have gotten your books. Even the Christians, they have read your books. And they are saying, well, Krishna did this, Krishna did that.
He must be, because he's God. You do not have no consciousness. If there is no such thing, then where can be the sky? God is the way. In the Bible also it is said, God says, let there be creation. In the creation, there are so many things. So therefore, everything comes from God. That is Vedanta philosophy. Then Mahārāja's philosophy. So why do you say your God is like this? God has everything. Otherwise, how is God? There is no meaning of life if he is deficient in something. But you do not know.
But not, they say it should be exemplary.
God is not bound to prove his example character to you. You are a rascal.
And how will I know what to follow?
Hey, you laugh. Come to me. I'll teach you and bring you to school and teach you. Come to me. Why I am here? Come. I shall be to your schools and teach you. Then you learn. You require some beating your schools. You are a bad student. I'll do that. Come on. Yes, I keep all of my schools for my bad students.
You can give me school about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
A student who is more chastised is advanced. Guru Mari Mutka Dati Kori Rakasa, Krishna Vamsa. Mahi Sri Dharma Sasamya, Jan Pu, that was the second. Kanil Pus. The more we remain a grand Pu, then man who may advance in Sri Dharma. Listen, one says, Guru Mare Mutka Deshi Kali, Ved Mutka.
Srila Prabhupada, one thing they're doing against us more and more in the West is taking the testimony of an ex-disciple of yours. And he will say, I was a hard...
Because he is rascal, therefore he is ex. Ex-communicator. My Guru Maharaj has kicked him out. So what is the value of
his life?
Ex means he is executed. That's one. He's finished.
Why listen to his testimony?
Huh?
We can say, why listen to his testimony?
Yes, why not take our testimony? Yes, okay.
Even in the church they do that. If some priest is not following or introduces something new, they're excommunicated.
Yes.
So we have excommunicated. Why he should be looked?
There's no law in this.
That's legal. In the church they do that. Mm. Why we cannot?
That is natural. Somebody is loud and speaking.
The demons are very eager to hear. Oh, tell us what they did to you.
That is not your business. You better ask. Because you have taken him as authority. You have already taken him as authority.
Yes.
Yes, communicator and member. So you ask. These things will happen. It's not too easy. You cannot expect very smooth path. Otherwise, what is the use of preaching?
That's been going on for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, there are all religions standard like that. Jesus is one of the best disciples turning here.
That is the way of electricity. Electricity. Comes up, I know. That is electricity. Mm-hmm. word is used, apratihata. Pratihata means checking. When the devotional service has progress, in spite of checking, that is true. That is good. I was attacked by heart attack thrice. While on the street twice.
On the street twice?
No. And people in two. Actually, I would have died on the street before reaching the attack. I could not understand that I was heart attack. The pain was so severe. And it was done two nights. And I was very much afraid on the third night that if this night also again some pain I was done, then I am done. The third night did not pain. It was suspended. It came in me. And you know it's this left side was paralyzed.
Left side. We had to massage constantly.
But they were arranging for some operation.
Yes, sometimes.
I told Krishnananda give me massage.
I can remember. I wheeled you down.
That was also very strange to stay.
They wanted to take some blood, and I had to stop them.
They were examining my brain. Then I thought, I must go. I told them, that's not my life.
They wanted to do so many things. They wanted to take also from the spine.
Yes.
Did they do that? They did give you that spine.
Never call doctor, never give me hospital, let me die peacefully if I am in trouble.
Shekhar Maharaj had many doctors.
He has suffered too much. When I was in Los Angeles, after coming back from India, in that black water, do you remember that?
Black water?
Black water.
Oh. That was on West Coast.
Hmm? Continuing my degree at school.
And you had one house? Near?
Many houses. I'm not sleeping at night. And there is some sound go in my ears. The body in which there is so many troubles. Krishna's advice didn't come and go from here. Agama Paya Nitya, Santi Jitra. Matat Prasata Kumatiya, Sri Krishna Sri Krishna. Agama Paya Nitya, Santi Jitra Samadhi. Bodily, mental, by enemies, so many impediments will come. What can be done? We have to tolerate. That is material work. You cannot expect smooth, very happy deliverance. To start rising or jump, or to speak of us, what is that? In comparison to Arjuna, in his personal time, talking with him. He is a tantric person. Krishna said, I will make some magic, he is not going to kill him. Tantric person, well, that's some talent. Never gave him a tablet. So he has to do that. As the modern gurus say, the rising is from ash. There is no color. Krishna did it, so there is no color. He said, I said, I'll give you some ash. Your ash, I'll give you some ash. Neither Arjuna called. So why you're asking me to buy the things of ash? Has broke. He was not such a fool. Can we ask some magic from Krishna and kill his enemies? Actually, Paul. This is what we need. Let things as they are, I am dependent on Krishna, that is all. This is much wrong, you know. Don't expect any ash, miracle, magic. So, what is your love sleeping place?
Well, we have the beach. So we have two rooms. We, until 7 o'clock in the morning, we can use these rooms. So, when can
can you tell me, car in the car?
Huh?
In the car, in my car?
No,
no. No,
no.
No, why not someone some two?
It's not very comfortable. It's not long enough. We are big. We have enough space. In the summer, we here. We parked, you know where I took you on the other side? We brought our van there, and we slept right on the
chair.
All night.
Very nicely.
Yes. Fresh, right? You were there.
Yes. We slept outside, under the stars.
Yes? Yeah. Okay.
Because
here there's no, there was no mosquitoes.
Because the wind is strong.
Yes, very strong. And just a light shower. A light shower.
Yes. In village also. Summer, night is rather pleasant.
Yes, there's breeze. Sorry, guard, we were there in Kalarampur. We can
sleep very comfortably in summer. And in the morning, we'll feel fresh, refreshed, complete.
Stay put to communicate. I was thinking comfortable anyway.
Well, that depends on practice.
Let's say, please.
So, you remember Mahatma Jasana culture. So, you remember this power. That the body is very nice if you practice something. It is done.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.